From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. A top U.S. government official points a finger of blame at Russia. Intensive diplomatic efforts have resumed in Europe in what some observers see as a last-ditch effort to bring about a ceasefire in Syria. A key focus is an attempt by American and Russian negotiators who have been meeting on and off for weeks to resolve what are described as technical sticking points. U.S. diplomats speaking to VOA News have expressed frustration with their Russian counterparts, whom they have accused of reversing direction on some key points of agreement in recent days. U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter, speaking at Oxford University in England, said today's news out of Syria is not encouraging. The choice is Russia's to make, and the consequences will be its responsibility.
Russia appears driven by misguided ambition and misplaced fear. Russia wants to be considered, and very understandably, as the important world power it is, one of historic importance. Unfortunately, its tendency is to pursue that goal by undercutting the work and contributions of others, rather than by creating or making positive contributions on its own.
Carter accused Moscow of unprofessional behavior in Syria, Ukraine, and cyberspace, alleging the Russians have a clear ambition to erode the principled international order. An official in Syria's rebel-held Aleppo says at least one person has been killed from a suspected chlorine gas attack reported a day earlier. The head of the local forensic department in Aleppo said that a 29-year-old man died of heart failure and acute respiratory distress overnight. This is VOA News.